Oh, geez, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. For real, I was coming down to record, and a family member grabbed me and said, the TV broke, and guess what? The TV broke. And then I came down to record, and my keyboard broke. One of the letters, specifically T, pretty major letter. That ain't working either. So if the liner notes for today's episode are kind of short, that's why. In place of the late night jokes, Vulture asked a bunch of comedians some joke jokes. What's a joke joke? You'll get a feel for it in a second. Here's one from Nikki Glaser. What's the difference between a refrigerator and an elephant? What, are you stupid? Like everything. That's a joke joke. Sam Richardson has a guy walks into a bar and says, ouch. Jamie Lee said, hey, ask me if I'm a dinosaur. Are you a dinosaur? No. That's terrible. Vanessa Bear with a good one. There's a moose hunter. He's hunting moose in the woods. There's another guy who's walking in the woods and yells at him from a mile away. Don't shoot me. I'm not a moose. Day goes on. They get to half a mile away from each other. The guy sees the moose hunter again and shouts out, don't shoot me. I'm not a moose. Then later, all of a sudden, they're next to each other. And the guy says, hey, don't shoot me. I'm not a moose. The moose hunter shoots him. The guy falls to the ground dying. Goes, why'd you shoot me? I told you I wasn't a moose. And the moose hunter goes, oh, I thought you said you were a moose. All right. Joe Rogan was on Lex Friedman's podcast. That made a lot of headlines. But one of the big headlines, which has a T in it. How did I possibly get it into the episode description? See, this is the issue. This is why I just bought a new computer. Thanks, Amazon.com. Joe Rogan told Lex Friedman, by the way, I'm not a Trump supporter. Trump has a T in it. By the way, I'm not a Trump supporter in any way, shape, or form. I've had the opportunity to have him on my show more than once. I've said no every time. Time also has a T in it. I don't want to help him. I'm not interested in helping him. Rogan also told Lex Friedman he believes the Trump era will be, quote, one of the weirder times when people look back historically about the division in this country. He's such a polarizing figure that so many people felt like they could abandon their own ethics and morals and principles just to attack him and anybody who supports him because he's an existential threat to democracy itself. Rogan thinks that Trump will run for another term, saying that he'll run against, quote, a dead man. Well, he's running against a dead man, you know? I mean, Biden shakes hands with people that aren't even there when he gets off stage. I think he's seeing ghosts. Dave Chappelle news. Now, Dave Chappelle does not have a T in it, so that's good. I might put that in the headline. Dave Chappelle has introduced Killer Mike. Killer Mike is not a killer. He is a musician. He's got a new video called Run. Chappelle does a monologue that's included in the music video, but not on the music track himself. The video reframes American history to include black history as part of the country's past. Chappelle's full monologue is transcribed. This from Vulture. Here you go. Mike, the one thing about being an N-word in America, it's like storming the beach in Normandy. A guy gets popped, another guy goes, another guy falls. You just got to keep going. Got to keep storming that beach. N-word, you got to keep running. Ain't no rhyme or reason why it's not you on the ground. But as long as it's not, you better keep your feet underneath you. Keep them moving. Ain't no time to be scared. But even if you are, what effing difference does it make? Run, N-word, keep going. You're just as heroic as the people that stormed the beach. So what's the excuse? I'm not good enough. I did something wrong. I'm not perfect. Nobody has to be perfect. We just asking people to be honest. You're a leader. Lead. Don't be afraid. We got your back. Like the MFing Verizon man. Run. Us Weekly was talking to some John Mulaney insiders. Mulaney does not have a T in it. That's good as well. Maybe I don't need a new computer. So on Gossip Corner, the insider says, Olivia and John have only been together for a little over a year, so they're not really in a rush to get married. It's definitely not her focus right now. She really wants to enjoy this time as a new mom. The insider says Munn and the comedian are happier than ever as a new family of three. Having a baby surely brought them closer as a couple. Louis C.K. did a panel about his new movie, this from The Hollywood Reporter. Louis says, you have your feelings. You want to go back and tell your folks that they ruin your life, that it's all their fault. What ends up happening is he, the main character, says the thing he was afraid to say. It didn't happen necessarily to the effect that he wanted, but it's okay that he said it. It's saying, you hurt me and I hurt you. Let's have some pizza. It's like, it's going to be okay. CK and Joe List said they wanted to bring a difficult yet relatable family situation to their audience. The duo drew from their own experiences going to therapy and communicating with their loved ones. CK said in real life, people don't succeed in really expressing themselves. Now, some of the Louis C.K. Mafia accused me of only sharing a negative review about the movie. So in the spirit of fairness, Louis C.K. Mafia, this from the Interrobang under the headline, is Louis C.K.'s 4th of July this year's hidden gem? Question mark. The Interrobang writes, bottom line, Louis C.K.'s 4th of July is an engaging film that could be enjoyed as a light summer movie with some real heart and big laughs. or something deeper with a message. The exceptional performances, universal themes, and terrific writing all position 4th of July as one of the best movies of the summer, and definitely worth the drive to see one of the screenings around the country. All right, go see it, everybody. Beck, you know, the musician, he's got a regret. His regret is that he did not allow Weird Al Yankovic to parody his 1994 breakout hit Loser. Beck says Weird Al tried to do a version of it. It was going to be called Schmoozer, which I regret denying him the permission to do. I think it would have been an amazing video. I'm actually really sad it didn't happen. Schmoozer? Yeah. From the Brooklyn Eagle, Amy Schumer is rumored to be buying the house from the movie Moonstruck, address 19 Cranberry Street, somewhere in Brooklyn, I think. She's reportedly in contract to purchase the famed early 19th century house for $11 million. The Brooklyn Eagle says the red brick house's exterior was featured in several key Moonstruck scenes, you know, when Grandpa Castorini's walking his five dogs, I've never seen the movie, leading some boys to heckle him. And of course, the iconic scene where Loretta, clad in high heels, dreamily kicks a can up Cranberry Street after a passionate night spent with Johnny's brother Ronnie. It is July. I'm going to ask you for the month of July. Please help share the show on social media. If you dig the show, let your friends know. The show's pretty good. Just trying to see if I can get some more people to the party. If you wanted a recommendation from me, the best thing to do would be share the link that goes directly to Apple Podcasts. And goal there being that we get more downloads on Apple Podcasts and the show climbs the charts a little bit. So share the show. Much appreciated. Today's Daily Comedy News, brought to you by the podcast Stand-Up Comedy, your host and MC. You heard the promo for that show right before the weekend. Do you enjoy a good laugh? Do you need a little comedy break from your day? Listen to Stand-Up Comedy, your host and MC. It's got interviews, comedy sets, stories from the famous and not so famous. One episode I was digging, the guest, a comedy club waitress. Yeah. That's the kind of person that's going to have the real stories. Stand-Up Comedy, your host and MC. Available wherever you get your podcast. Check it out. Hannah Einbender. I've been digging hacks. Actually, I was digging hacks, and then I got distracted by The Boys on Amazon, which is not a comedy show, so we won't talk about it, but hacks is awesome. Hannah Einbender got in on the whole cancel culture thing and says, cancel culture isn't what people think it is. Hannah says, anyone's been canceled is pretty much back to work, especially men. Even Bill Cosby is free. I'll add, even Louis C.K. has got a movie that the entire bang is digging. Anna said, I also think the internet does not help when we're talking about anything that requires nuance. People are being held accountable for the first time in history, and I think that's ultimately a good thing, but not all offenses are created equal, and we are treating them as such, which is wrong. She added, there are a lot of bullies who grew up to be comedians, and they're just continuing to bully people. Some suspect that she might be talking about a comedian I mentioned earlier in this podcast. And no, it's not the guy from Stand-Up Comedy or host an MC. No, it's not Amy Schumer. No, it's not Weird Al. No, it's not Louis C.K. No, it's not Joe List. We think it was the other person. She suggested that people should not buy tickets to see those type of shows. Tim Allen addresses Lightyear debate. I wish there was a better connection to Toy Story films. Tim Allen was on with Extra and he said he stayed out of it, but he went to recall a years ago conversation with Pixar Suits and said, as I said a long time ago, we talked about this many years ago. It came up in one of the sessions. I said, what a fun movie it would be to express Buzz Lightyear's origins. Tim says, the brass that did the first four movies, it's just a whole new team and they have nothing to do with the first four movies. He said he initially assumed that Lightyear would feature human actors rather than being an animation project and said, there's really no Toy Story's Buzz without Woody. I think somebody wanted a paycheck. Calling himself a plot guy, the Home Improvement alum said he expected Lightyear to be a big adventure story. As I see it, it's not a big adventure story. It's a wonderful story. Just doesn't seem to have any connection to the toy. Couple quick hits from the holiday weekend. Fox has canceled the animated series Duncanville. Did you ever see Duncanville? You didn't. That's why it's canceled. Amy Poehler voiced a 15-year-old boy given to Flights of Fantasy in the series. That's gone. J.B. Smoove and Melissa Fumero have been tapped to announce the nominations for this year's Emmy Awards. So they're not hosting the Emmys. They're hosting the nominations. That's July 12th. I'm excited for that because it'll give me something to talk about with the comedy nominations. If you're in Europe, here comes Marc Maron. He's announced 3 UK and Ireland dates. He'll be at London's Bloomsbury Theatre on October 22nd and 23rd and Dublin's Vicar Street on October 26th. And that is your comedy news for today. All right, share the show with some friends. And you can follow the show for free on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.